This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I wanted to go in on a half pipe. So how do you feel about like shit like that? From going
how
from
do
football?
I feel about it?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm all about it.
And like a big boy going down this freaking thing.
I say you can do it.
I say hell no, Tony. I say
Come
hell
on,
no.
Give me a day.
I said
give
hell
me a
no,
day.
Bro. I said
not,
let me
not to go from the top. Just give me a day to make you feel no.
One day?
Well, maybe you go switch roles. 100%. You go play football.
You go block and for Josh, and I'll go down the half pipe.
No. I mean, I'm not afraid Josh to take a slam. So.
For sure.
Yeah. But these bones are getting old. So.
I feel that, bro.
Yeah, hit me up. We'll just we'll tighten the trucks. We'll make it happen.
So Deion Dawkins and Tony Hawk there, the X Games. Did you see that?
No, I did not see that.
Josh, what happened in that? They're just rapping about the X Games. Deion's going to go down the half pipe. Pretty much, yeah. It's just, I guess Deion was at the X Games taking it all in and thought about going down the half pipe and wanted Tony Hawk's opinion on it.
Anybody here ever gone down a half pipe or attempted to do something like that?
No, no.
Have you?
No.
Oh, okay. No, I have not done that.
When I was growing up, though, I knew a kid who had a full half pipe in his backyard.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
What?
Yes. He was like a crazy good skateboarder. I forget his name, but yeah. Full, honest to goodness.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
How does that
I sat on the top of it, but I never ever thought about going down that thing, ever.
That's pretty crazy.
Yes.
Wow. That's like, hey, I got an ice rink in my backyard times. That's super. I never even heard of that.
Yep. Yeah, you can see it from the road. You'd be driving by, like, there's just guys
some
on a half
backyard, yeah.
Just, how tall are those things? I want to say
20 feet.
Yeah. I want to guess about
at least
20 feet high.
20 feet?
Yeah.
No, I can't imagine I ever would go down one of those. Dawkins, by the way, he's everywhere now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was on the Today Show last week. He was, he was the Grand Marshal at Watkins Glen. There's him with Tony Hawk. He was somewhere else recently, too. He's always on, he's on like Cowherd and like these national radio shows once in a while, or a lot. He's, you know, maybe, is he going to be like the most famous offensive lineman like pretty quickly in the NFL here? There have been Jason Kelsey's gone now.
Yeah.
Who's got that title now?
Who is the most famous offensive lineman currently in the NFL?
Like, he might be approaching on that. He's out there.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. He's got the personality.
He's on a
for
winning
it.
Team.
He's on a winning team. He's good enough.
He created an award for linemen.
Right.
That's good.
Like, he might be closing in on that. I don't know Who would the current king of that be, though? The most famous lineman, now that Jason Kelce is gone. It might still be Jason Kelce, honestly.
I'm trying to think, like, who else would have held this title? The history of the most famous offensive lineman in the league. Who else held this? Like, right now people are shouting names at us.
Think of guys that, like, went to TV.
Okay.
But Howie Long. He was an offensive lineman, though. Was he a defensive lineman?
No, he was. But again, are you going for former players or guys in the league that are household net? Joe Thomas?
Joe Thomas is a good one.
Was he
a
guy people knew or was he famous? How many offensive linemen could walk down the street and people would know who that is?
Like Jason Kelce, that's it. Ever?
And for Kelce, that's at the end of his career. End-ish.
Right.
I'm thinking back to...
He plays in the league like for a decade before he's, you know, famous, really.
Yeah. That's a tough one. Who's the most famous offensive lineman? Could it be Dawkins?
He might have it. He's at the ESPYs, right? He's at everything.
Well, let me go just like to the best ones and see if you think anybody here rates.
Like, is Trent Williams more famous right now than Deion Dawkins is?
Famous? I don't know.
You don't see Trent Williams. He's amazing. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
But, like, I can't remember. And I know I have the Buffalo bias here, but I just mentioned a bunch of things that weren't, like, it's not him at the Bandits game or him at the Sabres game. Like, Watkins Glenn, the Today Show. He's on Fox Sports 1, like, a bunch of times. Like, he's with Tony Hawk. Like, these are not local things. These are national things that he's at.
This will get us into the NFL Top 100 conversation very well, which I teased about Josh Allen. Question for you before I get to that. How many offensive linemen were there in the top 50 last year of the NFL's top 100 players?
How
many offensive linemen made the top 50?
I'm going to say there were 8. In the top 50.
I'm going to scroll past 50 to maybe give a better number here. How about the top 52 NFL players? There were 2 offensive linemen.
Two?
2.
Who were the 2? Trent Williams?
Trent Williams.
And?
Or I'm sorry, wait. The 2 offensive linemen to make the top 50 last year. Maybe it's 3. Okay. Trent Williams is 7.
Okay.
Penei Sewell is on this list.
Yep.
He came in at number 22.
Okay.
And I think that's it.
That's it?
That's it. In the top 50. Yeah.
And Dawkins last year was in the 90s?
97, I believe. I'll double check. 97 or 99.
Okay.
He was 96, Dawkins. Up from not rated.
Right. And I would expect this year he's going to be higher.
Yeah, that's right. So, all right. I teased the question going to the break. I'm going to ask it this way. Josh Allen is a really good chance at number 1 in the NFL's top 100. We won't know for almost 2 months if you didn't. Here earlier, we mentioned this. The NFL Top 100 starts today, and they will go 2 players at a time every day.
Yep.
So it goes till August 29th. On August 29th, we find out the top 10. But until then, it's 2 per day during the week. How many players is it okay?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To be ahead of Josh Allen. Last year, Allen, if you remember, finished 12th.
Mm-hmm.
11 players ahead of him, which also lines up with the 11 players polled that said he was the most overrated player in the league. But 12th last year, how many players is it people won't freak out if the NFL players vote this player ahead of Josh Allen? How many can be on a list? Is it under four?
Yes, it's under four.
Okay.
Freak out?
Freak out. If Lamar is ahead of him, that's freak out, right?
Yes.
If Mahomes finishes ahead of him, I might freak out.
I might freak out, but I feel like the masses might not because they're going to go,
well,
okay, they're only doing that because they feel like they have to do that.
Last year, Lamar was ranked ahead of Mahomes. Did Mahomes have a year to follow up and get further up the chart?
No, he shouldn't have.
He
no.
should not.
He should not be above Allen.
Remember, the NFL Top 100, they do not obsess over rings. It's who's right. The best. And last year, Lamar finished ahead of Mahomes.
So,
how many players?
I still don't think everyone's freaking out if it is Mahomes, even though it will be weird, and it'll be like, I will come in the next day and say he should not have been above Allen, right? Because he has not been that for 2 years now.
It's probably just position. Let's say, hypothetically, the top 10's announced. Number one, Ja'Marr Chase. Number two, Josh Allen. You say, fine.
That's what I was going
to
say.
He has to be the number one quarterback for not to freak out.
But even that, I think you only have a couple of superstars at other positions in the league where there won't be a freak out. Chase might be one of them. Barkley might be one of them.
The year he just had.
Myles Garrett might be one of them. Is that it?
You don't know where Barkley finished last year?
Barkley?
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley. The 30s?
The NFL Top 100, they rank the top players. The players do it.
Yep.
Barkley last year was 86.
Woo.
He's about to have.
He'll be top five.
Saquon Barkley last year in the NFL's Top 100 poll was behind Kirk Cousins. He was behind Kyren Williams.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
He'll be top five this year, I bet.
He's behind Amari Cooper.
He could be number one. He was behind Amari Cooper.
He was behind Amari Cooper.
I can't imagine Amari Cooper is going to be on this list. I'm sure. I got like four guys above Allen where there's not a freak out.
Where it's okay.
It's Chase. It's Barkley. It's Pat Surtain.
Garrett.
And Garrett.
Okay.
That's it. I think anybody else, freak out.
All right,
and
now,
I think we are at a point where there's a freak out to some extent if it's any other quarterback in the league. Like you mentioned in that Pete Prisco list or whoever, that he had Jaden Daniels listed, just one person's opinion, Jaden Daniels maybe could end up number one.
Yeah.
If that happened, people would freak out.
Yes.
Totally freak out.
Now,
like, how dare you put this person 1 year in above Josh? You can't do that.
Let's have a family meeting. What do we really want? Do we want Allen to be ranked number one?
Listen,
Or do we want a full year, another one, of snarky freaking out, bulletin board, shove it in their face material?
I said this about the Madden ratings last week. Like, I'm not sure the Bills might not be rooting for this because they're like, do they have a bulletin board officer? Like going into every year where like there's one man's job. Yes. It was just to
find everything said.
All the media, all video games, everything. Find me players talking. Find me all the bulletin board material that you can so I can put it up in the locker room to fire these guys up. And right now, there's nothing. What is it? They're the Super Bowl favorites.
They're favorite every game.
They are favorite in every game. Allen won MVP.
Yep.
I got a couple of people in the lab, like Sam Monson did this and somebody else. Like, he's the best quarterback in the league the last couple of days. Like, it's right now, it's your Madden rating on its own. They're on an island. If you get Allen to be like number seven and he's behind both Lamar and Mahomes and like Jaden Daniels, I'm telling you, there's somebody in that Bills front office just licking their chops. Like, yes.
The Bills are down
come
there
on,
thinking,
baby.
Like,
give me that board. Let's go.
Come on, NFL Top 100. Put Justin Herbert ahead of Allen. Give it to us.
Right. Because they are not. Where's the doubt coming from right now? They've earned the fact that there's not much doubt at all.
Yeah.
But anything, really, him being anything but number one amongst the quarterbacks, I think is going to be used as bulletin board material.
803-0550. So excited to find out number 100 and number 99 today.
Yeah.
The NHL free agency period is competing with the NFL releasing two players at a time.
99 and 100 of the top 100 list. Yeah.
Tomorrow's 98, 97.
By the way.
Excited.
Don't you think Jackson is going to be ahead of him?
Did he have a better year or no?
That's he had a better statistical year.
That's debatable. I don't know. I don't know when the players vote. Do they vote in March? Or do they vote in January?
Listen, Allen, we've also mentioned this. Allen is a trash talker. Why did he get rated the most overrated player in the league last year? Two reasons. One, only seven people voted, basically. Or was it 11? I think it was 11 players voted him. It was such a small pool. And two, Allen talks, you know what, all the time. And there would be people in the league that would know he's unbelievable and not vote him high anyway because they just hate the guy. Who's that Dolphins linebacker last year that Josh
David Long?
David Long. Yeah. Allen looked at the back of his jersey as to say, who are you? Who is talking on the field? Who is this? David Long is probably not putting Allen high because he probably hates Josh Allen.
Yeah. 803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on a beautiful, beautiful Monday morning. Give us a ring if you'd like. We're hanging out till 10 o'clock on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.